Tomorrow night brings Game 4 in the Western Conference semifinals between the Detroit Red Wings and arch-rivals Chicago Blackhawks. The Wings handed the Blackhawks a pair of stinging losses in Games 2 and 3, so tomorrow night's game at the Joe finds the Wings up 2-1. John Keating covers the Red Wings for Fox Sports Detroit, and he has done so for many years. He has seen this team through its ups, its downs, its thicks, its thins. John, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, I wasn't there at the beginning of hockey. Almost the beginning of hockey, but yes, I've been around the block a couple of times.
You've seen the evolutions in this team since the ones we all took for granted that just win Stanley Cups.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was growing up in Detroit, and I can remember when they were the dead things, and nobody, you know, they had to give away a car to get people to come to the rink, and then I moved away to Colorado, and I came back just at the evolution of the teams that won it all in '97 and '98, and then to see them sort of piece this thing together this year with a team that didn't have that it factor. They didn't have Nicklas Lidström. I mean, let's be honest. So you weren't sure what you were going to get, but now all of a sudden I think people are paying attention. This is a great little story that's brewing, and even if the Wings don't get past Chicago, we hope that they do, but even if they don't, this is already a really cool story because they had to scramble their way to make the playoffs. They went up against an Anaheim team that nobody really expected them to beat. And now they're giving Chicago all they want, three games into the Western Conference semifinals, and who knows what might happen from this point forward.
And we watched Chicago just power its way, you know, right into the playoffs with that President's Trophy in hand, and we weren't even sure the Wings were going to be in the playoffs till pretty much the last couple of games. So did you really expect to see what we all saw in Games 2 and 3 of this series against Chicago?
You know, I knew that they had more than we saw in Game 1. I mean, that was a flat effort, but you know, they had three trips to Anaheim to finish off the Ducks, and with all the travel, and they were playing every other night, and even Mike Babcock said after Game 1, he knew the day before when they had a practice that they had nothing. They had no juice, they had no jump, they didn't have any legs, and they were actually hanging around in Game 1. It was a 1-1 game going into the third period, and so they had the chance to steal one. That didn't happen. But he knew that this team was sort of coming on, and that they'd have a better effort in Game 2. They really dominated Game 2. And then, you know, the Game 3 at the Joe, the first game in this series at home, that place was as loud as I've heard it probably since the McCarty-Lemieux era. And, you know, to a degree, the Wings were feeding off that. And I think, you know, as I mentioned, I think people, you know, see this as sort of the little team that can. Perhaps, and yeah, it's a really cool story.
John, are you surprised how physical the Wings have gotten in the series with Chicago? I mean, it's even more than I think than with Anaheim. Like, if it moves, they're hitting it.
Well, that's a part of playoff hockey, and you know, if you don't do that, you're dead. I mean, you really, really have to deliver the hit. You have to take the hit. There's a very fine line between what's dirty and what's fair come playoff time. So that's part of playoff hockey. But that's really why we like playoff hockey. I mean, there is a tension about these games that is truly something special. I actually was standing with one member of the Red Wings front office at the end of the game the other night, and at that point the Wings are leading by 2 goals, and he said, to Detroit sporting fans, playoff hockey is what it's like watching Papa Grande try to finish off the game for the Tigers, because you have no idea how well it's going to go or not go at game's end. And the drama is what we love about sports, and that's why we hang around till the end.
And the big question is, John Keating, can they keep it up?
Well, that's a good question. You know, momentum is a great thing, and you know they're coming. I mean, and they feel like they haven't played their best hockey yet. They know. I'm sure they're bracing themselves for what will be an absolute desperate band of Blackhawks tomorrow night. If the Wings win Game 4 and take a 3-1 lead back to Chicago, well, then all of a sudden the Wings become the favorite. So the Wings know that they're going to get Chicago's top effort in Game 4. Can they keep it up? Sure. Will they? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. John Keating covers the Red Wings for Fox Sports Detroit. John, thanks for sharing your Red Wing insight with us today on Stateside.
Happy to do it, Cindy, anytime.